This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Julie Andrews is no nun. She's a funny, tough showbiz survivor who got her start as little girl who sang in the London subways during the Blitz and climbed on top of beer crates to sing with her mother and stepfather in smoky music halls. Of course, she would go on to play Maria in The Sound of Music, Queen Guinevere in Camelot, Mary Poppins, and Eliza Doolittle on stage in My Fair Lady, a nun, a nanny, a queen, and the flower girl who becomes the vision of a princess. But doctors found a non-cancerous nodule in her throat in 1997. The operation to remove it left Julie Andrews unable to sing. She sued her surgeons. They settled out of court. She went on to play speaking roles and write children's books. She became Dame Julie in 1999. "I was raised never to carp about things and never to moan," she told an interviewer, "because in vaudeville you just got on with it through all kinds of adversities." Tonight, Dame Julie Andrews will return to the London stage for the first time in 30 years. She'll sing with the London Philharmonic in a show she's put together called The Gift of Music, featuring the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and Dame Julie reading some of her own stories. "I don't sing the way I used to," she cautioned, "so I'm doing everything I can to put the word out that the audience shouldn't expect that." But 12 years after she was told she'll never sing again, I'll bet the audience will hear any song by Julie Andrews as an unexpected gift.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things.